This is really for Christine. I hope all the rest of you enjoy it, but this is something she asked for.
I get there. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. I won't be before you long, because my feet still got dancing in them. I'm going to be here a minute and dance on back to my seat. I don't know about you, but I have a tough time not dancing on Sunday morning. Tough time. These 276 pounds hold me down.
But I got some dancing in my feet. Woo!
Glory to God. Yes, God. I'm trying to get this sermon out here. Matthew 13, starting with that 11th verse, down through the 13th. I'm reading from the New King James Version. I'm going to ask you if you'll follow along while I read. Matthew 13, starting with the 11th through the 13th verse. He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand." Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, if you're able, because I got to stand. Matthew 13. Matthew says to us, it has been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. What you think, Charlotte, with me from this subject, this theme? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. I enjoy St. John. For at St. John, you get to say the Lord's Prayer over and over again. But sometimes when we do something repetitiously, it loses its importance. Take the arch, for instance, in St. Louis. People come from all around the world, save money for vacations to come and see that National Museum, the Arch. And those of us who see it every day could care less. That's because to us, it is a normal occurrence, something we see all the time. And so when we're reciting the Lord's Prayer and we say, "Thy kingdom come on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven." We want the rule of God that operates in heaven to operate at your house. Oh, I'm going to come over your house any minute now. You see, we've got to understand the mystery. We are people, a peculiar people, Peter said to us, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Turn around and tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, you so strange." Mr. Webster wants us to understand what a kingdom actually is. You know, I always consult Mr. Webster, Deacon. He says a kingdom is a political or a territorial unit ruled by a king or queen. The realm over which God's eternal spiritual sovereign extends. An area, a province, or a realm in which one person dominates. Thy kingdom come. God, I want your rule at my house. Tell your neighbor sometime. Because I don't want it there all the time, Pastor.
Now, go ahead.
See, sometime I want to cuss somebody out. And when I cuss them out, Enoch, it's because the rule of God is not reigning in my home. Come on, amen. Come on, say amen. You know I'm over your house. Every now and then, when that scotch starts looking pretty good, Deacon, and I have more than my share, I got to remember thy kingdom come in the Smith household, because I don't want it there all the time. Thy kingdom come when I want it, what we ought to be saying on Sunday morning. Because God, I don't want your rule all the time. I don't want your rule, God, when I want to put my husband in his place. Come on, say amen. Amen. I don't want your rule particular, Lord, when I got to tell my wife she ain't treating me right. I'm not really interested in your rule, God, because I got something I want to get off my chest. So I don't really want your rule, because your rule say love the unlovable. Your rule says forgive. Your rule says do not return evil for evil, but evil with good. I don't want your rule all the time. If the truth be told, I only want it on Sunday morning. Because I can stand up and say the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Well, let's see about that. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, the new birth gives eyesight for seeing the kingdom. Do you realize that those people on the outskirts cannot even see the kingdom? But Jesus has said in this parable, he speaks in a parable because there are those present who got eyes, but they cannot see. They got ears, but they cannot hear. So he speaks in parable so the unlearned will still be on the outside. But there is a group, tell your neighbor, there's a group that he's speaking to. We are the people. He wants us to see the kingdom. For if we have not yet confessed Jesus as our Lord, we cannot even see the kingdom. Pastor Smith, how can we see an unseen world? Just like you've got to see an unseen God. Let us not be like the Israelites who, after they got out of Egypt, have traveled and got rid of Pharaoh, they decide they want a God that they can see. Let us make us a God, because Moses is up there on the mountaintop too long. And us need to see a God that we can see with our eyes and touch with our hands. So everybody get your gold and put it together, because us go make us a God. Without the new birth, we cannot even see the kingdom. But John chapter 3 goes on to say, unless we are born of water and of the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom. Oh, Pastor, if I just get born again, I can at least see it. But when I'm born of water and born of the Spirit, I cannot just see. Now I can enter. Oh, it's a privilege when you enter the kingdom. For you see, the king has houses and land that you know not of. He holds the power of the world in his hand. Wall Street is all worried and upset, need a bailout. But I know a God that rules mightily. When I need bailing out, I call on the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. I've been needing bailed out so much. There was a time when I had to break out of jail. They had arrested me, and I thought they was wrong for arresting me. They gave me an opportunity to use the phone on the second floor. And I want you to know today, I have two bad knees because I jumped out that second story window and went on about my business. I needed some bailing out. I keep telling you, I don't know why the Lord called me to preach. Ain't nothing good in me. I can't figure it out. I keep asking him myself. Seem like to me you wouldn't take somebody snorting cocaine, smoking marijuana, drinking the best booze, and put them up to preach. Tell your neighbor, but God. But God. Tell your neighbor, but God. But God.
He chased the foolish things of the world and confound the wise. You can enter the kingdom when you are born again. And you are born of the Spirit. Tell your neighbor, everybody in church ain't born of the Spirit. Well, how you know, Pastor? It's kind of easy. You see, on Sunday morning, when the choir is singing, and your arms never move, tell your neighbor, gotcha. When the preacher is preaching and all you can do is use your hand to hold up your head, tell your neighbor, gotcha. I got to wonder what spirit ye are of when you cannot get with the word as it's going forth. You cannot get with the choir as they sing in melodious town. They don't have to sound like Gladys Knight. They don't have to sound like Luther. But what they are doing is making a joyful noise unto the Lord. You better start making you one. Let me tell you something. It is nobody's job to shout you happy. It is nobody's job to sing you happy. But let me give you some information. If you spend some time with him during the week, on Sunday morning, your feet will get light. On Sunday morning, I was glad when they said unto me, let us boogity, 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 boogity into the house of the Lord. Well, mother said, come on and go with me. I was all the way there with her. She was eating and I was eating. We can't even see the kingdom. I spent a lot of my time witnessing to the unsaved. See, when you've been down the roads that I've been down, you know a lot of unsaved folk. You know some too. Don't be trying to play me. And I spent a lot of time witnessing to them because I understand they can't see the kingdom. I'm speaking to them about a reality that they cannot even see. Yet it is where I live. You see, we are called to be peculiar. We live in two worlds. We are citizens of two worlds. We are citizens of an earthly reality. We are citizens of a spiritual reality. My spiritual reality is far greater than my physical reality. How come you know that? Because thy kingdom come. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, unless you done heard the word, unless you done believe the word, unless you done receive the word, unless you publicly confess the word, you can't see the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom. I have a good friend who says, Sharon, if you saved, anybody can be saved. I say, you got that right. That's why I'm here witnessing to you. See, God knows what kind of witness those sinners you meet gonna need. So everything that you've gone through in your life is so now that you are at a point where you understand spiritual realities, you go back to those people that you left and you tell them, I met a man who didn't judge me because of cocaine. I met a man who did not judge me because I was with Fred and Adam and Jerry. I met a man who didn't put me down for husband 1, 2, and 3. I met a man who knew everything I did, yet he said, come on in. Come on in to the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. When you see the kingdom, when you recognize that you are being called to live differently from other people, sometimes it makes us back up. I remember I was dating this one guy, Deacon. He said to me, you know, you act sort of strange sometimes. I said, you ought to see my sister if you think I'm strange. He said, but you're always talking about God. You always want somebody to see who God is. Because if you can't see him through me, you can't see him at all. I want you to see who he is. You got to love the unlovable. You say love the unlovable. You got to love people that don't pay your money back. Oh, I knew I was going to get over your house. I knew I was coming over your house.
Because I know you're getting mad when they tell that long lie. You know I give it back on payday, and they don't ever get paid, do they?
You say, love. I say, yeah, you loan that sister that money. She don't pay it back. Let it go. What does John tell us? He say, if you give, it'll be given unto you. A good measure. He say, a good measure? Yeah, but you might not give out. Get back what you gave out. Uh-oh. I heard people say, I only want a tithe if I know the Lord gonna give me a refund. I don't want a tithe and then he give me some goats. I don't want no goat. If I gave him $100, I want $1,000 back. And my brother was little in church. My brother, they passed the offering pan down. He was a little child. Well, we were sitting there watching him. They passed the offering pan down. He said, thank you, and took some money out. didn't understand why we didn't take no money out. Thy kingdom come. What is it God wants us to realize? Mark chapter 10 says, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will by no means enter in. You can't even get in the kingdom unless you come like a little child. You know, that's hard for some of us since it's been a while since we were little. The idea here is that we would come to God with a childlike mentality. See, we never grow up in the kingdom. We are always the children of God. I love Mother Woods, but she's just a child of God. Doesn't matter our age, doesn't matter our income, doesn't matter our intellect. We remain children of God. And unless we come to the kingdom as little children, we cannot get in. See, we can't get in the kingdom with a I know it all attitude, because children don't act like they know it all. We can't get into the kingdom saying I can do bad by myself, because God doesn't call us to do anything by ourselves. I don't need nobody. You know, I said that with my first divorce till I got a little lonely. All of a sudden, men wasn't the worst thing on the list no more. When you're mad, when you're going through tough times, we get attitudes. But your attitude will determine your altitude. The greater the attitude, the less the altitude. I got to come as a little child. How come he wants me to come as a child? Because the parent-child relationship is what God wants from each of us and all of us. But I don't want to act like a little child. I don't mind. Thy kingdom won't come at your house. Why is that important, Pastor Smith? You see, the kingdom is where all of the goods are. That's why it's important to come as a little child. You say you need some healing? They got me taking 20 pills a day trying to make me think I'm sick. Then finally say, now you got asthma. You need an inhaler. Now you need to breathe through this inhaler 4 times a day. If I do, you will too. Because I only know one thing to say. I'm healed. I walk in divine healing. By his stripes I am healed. I cannot confess what the doctor confessed, because the doctor does not know thy kingdom. Where's the healing, Pastor Smith? In the kingdom. With the king. And the only way I can get something out of the kingdom is that I enter into the kingdom. How you gonna enter into the kingdom? Well, I got to come in with some clapping in my hand. I got to come with some dancing in my feet. I got to come with some Genesis through Revelation in my spirit, man. Because when I do that, I really will understand what the kingdom is. A lot of people think that the kingdom is a place that they're going to later on. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a place to exist today. Jesus says, the kingdom of God has come near thee. And how will you enter in? This is how. You first have to know what the kingdom is. It's not eating. It's not drinking. It's not wearing the right clothes. It's not having the right length of hair. It's not looking the best nor looking the worst. But Paul says it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. Righteousness, a right standing with God, a right relationship with God, and a right relationship with my brothers and sisters. A right relationship with the Godhead, and a right relationship with my brothers and sisters. A right relationship with the Holy Ghost, and a right relationship with my brothers and sisters. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. Because when you go into that kingdom, whatever you stand in need of, you can get while you're there. I tell people that Moses saw the promised land, but he did not enter. A whole lot of us talk about the things of God. A whole lot of us talk about the kingdom of God, but everybody won't enter into the kingdom. How can I enter, Pastor Smith? Well, you know that attitude that you got against your sisters and brothers. You can drop that right here, right now. Well, they made me so mad. The Bible says, if you have an offense, leave your gift at the altar and go make peace. Yes, Lord. If I've done anything here to anybody and you got mad, you need to come and tell me. Because when you tell Sister So-and-so, she can't help you. When you tell Brother Know-It-All, he can't help you. You need to come and tell me, because I'm the one who did it. And then we can get some reconciliation going between the two of us. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation. But we sit in the church and have attitudes against one another. And how can we then go and witness to a dying world that this is the kingdom where we're supposed to operate like the Godhead? Jesus said, I pray that ye be one, even as me and the Father are one. Operating in the kingdom, understanding the mystery that the rule of an unseen God can materialize in a seen world. The rule of an unseen God can materialize in a seen world. Jesus said the world was made of things that you do not see. So he's calling these peculiar people to operate. We're in a world that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot taste. But he says, enter in anyway. How can I do that? First, you've got to call on the name of God. You've got to say, Father, I want you to be my God. You've got to say, I'm coming in the name of Jesus, because you cannot come in your own name. Uh-uh. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I want a newness of life. Yeah. I don't want to just come to church. I want to recognize that I am the church. Uh-huh. Jesus said, blessed are your eyes, for you are the ones who are supposed to see. Blessed are your ears, for you are the ones who are supposed to hear. For Moses, when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he didn't even make it. Do you realize how important Moses was to this storyline? But Moses didn't get in. He could only see the kingdom. But don't you understand? Once we get full of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, know that song the kids sing, I wish the whole world would catch on fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Those of us, sometimes the Baptist people said, I don't really need the Holy Ghost. I don't want to speak in tongues. I want to jump over two benches. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. The Holy Spirit comes as your helper. to teach us everything that Jesus said so we can operate in everything that Jesus said. Blessed are your eyes, for you're required to see the kingdom. And you can enter into the kingdom once you receive the Holy Ghost. Now let me ask you, have ye received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? Remember what they told Paul? We don't even know if there is such a thing as a Holy Ghost. All you have to do is ask for him. Luke chapter 11 says that God wants to give you the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask. God, I want your spirit inside of me. Come on, come on. God, I want your spirit inside of me. Come on, come on. God, I want your spirit inside of me. So I can be used by you to build up your kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Understand the mystery. We are citizens of two worlds, and we have been called for his kingdom to come into our life. God bless you.
Heaven right here on earth, thy kingdom come. Amen, amen. We thank God for the message, and we thank God for the messenger. Amen. The doors of the church are open at this time. Maybe someone came in and they were not sure that they were a member of the kingdom. Maybe someone came in and they didn't understand the kingdom. But right now, after hearing such a word as this, you know right now that yours is the opportunity to come right now while the blood is running warm in your veins. Will you come at this time? Will there be one? Will there be one today? Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one today? Just make up your mind. Will there be one today? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Everyone say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. It is now time that we give back unto the Lord that which he has given unto us. The word said that God loves a cheerful giver, amen. He loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Let us prepare to give at this time. Stand as we make ready to give unto the Lord.